This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio review, an overview of what's going on and what has gone on, transpiring in conversation over the course of the last week on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn, who is a frequent contributor, a long time. She's an alum.
I'm an OG, is what they say.
Yes, you are. Host of the morning program at Carol A in Los Angeles as well. So she's had plenty of time, as have we, to talk about the items. Many of them we've talked about in detail. Some of them we haven't, because there are different things that we focus on. But in general, the charts from Talkers Magazine do a survey of what's going on from their point of view. The folks at Talkers, who listen to stations all over the country, they talk to the management of the stations and the hosts. And so that's where this list comes from, that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at the end of the list and go from number 10 to number 1. Sometimes I start at number 1. So I'm going to vary it this week, go to number 1, because last week we started at number 10, both on the people list and on the story list. Number 1 on the people list this week, your pal, our president, Jumpin' Joe Biden. So Mr. Biden this week, what'd you say?
It makes sense.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to think that some of the things I say, some of the things we do make sense. Joe Biden says he's going to go to Ohio, quote unquote, at some point.
Oh.
What, for vacation?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah.
Too little, too late when it eventually happens.
It's a joke. And do we have to say anything more about that? I don't think so. He was
bungled messaging all the way through on that.
Yeah.
I swear sometimes, because anybody who listens to the program with regularity knows that I don't oftentimes agree with the stuff that comes out of the Biden administration.
No.
But I do find myself at some points yelling at the TV, like correcting the messaging for them, like when they say things. Just because I went through, that was my degree, was in public relations, and some of the stuff they say is just so out there. I'm just like, no, wait, I'm trying to, like, you know, yell at them as we go. But
Here's something
Biden had said, that he reached out to public officials in both Ohio and Pennsylvania, and that he laid out a little bit of what he thinks the answers are and what they should be doing there. But why are you not revealing what that information is?
So why is it a secret? Hello,
exactly.
Who are you protecting? What are you protecting? And why are you protecting it and them?
Because they blew it when they tried to burn it off. And the mushroom cloud was created by the people who made that decision. And so, you know, you've got that, and then the slow response, and it's a disaster.
All right, so let's turn to some things that Biden is doing along with some of the other folks in Washington. I would think that this would be something you would approve of, Jennifer.
Okay.
There's a measure that's been approved by officials to revise the criminal code that has been rejected by both the Republicans and the Democrats, and Joe Biden said he's going to sign it. This attempt to soften the way that the jurisprudence system handles crime. You've been talking about what goes on in Los Angeles for a long time. It's become the national standard for how not to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this approach to letting everybody out of jail or not charging them, those sorts of things, it's been blunted by both a bipartisan bill and the president saying, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
So, is it?
I'm glad that he's not going to veto it. This is a bill that was put through by the GOP in the House of Representatives. And if he decided to veto it, he would probably get a lot of attacks going into a new election season that he's soft on crime. So He instead is going to sign it, hope for the best, and take the attacks from his own party who would like to see him veto it. So I think politically he's kind of stuck. He's going to say, do I want to get attacks from the middle and from the right, or do I want the attacks from my own party? Probably figures if he's the nominee, his own party will support him anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's take one more thing President Biden is pushing for, affordable child care. There's a new bill or a new program, I guess, that was announced this week, a new way to tackle the problem. Department of Commerce announcing it will require computer chip manufacturers to make child care available to their workers when they apply for federal funding. The first step in trying to take care of children of parents who both have to work. Why is that the federal government's responsibility?
Well, that's the problem.
It's and not the
government's responsibility.
Problem. No, unless you want the government to be your nanny, and that's not necessarily what I think is a great idea. So they got $40 billion set aside, Jennifer, for this, that comes from a law that Congress has passed already to boost production of semiconductors. So they just added this to it. Okay, we're trying to do this to compete with China. So now they're throwing a monkey wrench into it and making it more difficult for these companies to do what we want to bring back to America because of child care?
I know.
Huh?
It's kind of unnerving because this is the kind of stuff that you would see from a socialist country that sounds like a great idea on the outside. Of course people want child care. Of course people want affordable child care. Of course. But what does that do to our ability to compete? What does that do to our businesses who are going to be struggling to worry about that while they're also worrying about getting into the business of making semiconductors? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. The idea is to let the free market reign, make it easier for people to do business, not harder, and everything will filter itself out. But
one of the reasons the Chinese want to take over Taiwan is because it's the biggest maker of advanced computer chips in the world. And a lot of investment, Goldman Sachs has billions of dollars invested in several companies in Taiwan, because that's where the computer chips are being made. Why do you think the Chinese want to get in there and control it? Good for their business as well as good for business around the world. So for the Biden administration to establish a law or try to get a law passed that will keep the chip company, they say it will help the chip companies keep workers.
Mm-hmm.
Will it? That's yet to be determined,
right.
I would think. But I don't see the government having that role unless we have, as Jennifer suggested, become more to the... So we're pushing towards socialism, at least with this bunch we are. You see it every day in pretty much everything that gets done. Why it is... Well, I guess we know why it is, because it's a good way to get votes, much as anything else. Okay. You want something else? Go ahead.
No, I was going to. It kind of throws us down another little rabbit hole, but it's had my attention this week that spending also is so ridiculous. Like, this one is what, $40 billion, you just said?
Yeah.
That's nothing to them in the scheme of things. And so everybody's like, and this is Republicans too. This is not just a Democrat thing. The spending is so out of control. Well, we'll just do this for another few billion and just this for another couple hundred billion. And with
but see, there's no consequence, Jennifer.
You want to build
no
semiconductors? We're handing ourselves over to the Chinese if we don't get our spending under control.
Yeah. Well, either that or they just forget about it. I mean, I think there's some thinking in Washington. Okay, so what do we care about what the debt is? It's just going to evaporate. It'll go away. We'll revalue the dollar.
Along with the value of the dollar.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, a lot of politics involved in that. From the City of Angels, LeBron James, one of your star players, apparently has a right foot injury. So what's the scuttlebutt? I always like to check in on Los Angeles scuttlebutt for a moment or two during our talk radio review. Fact that I know you're a big sports fan. I know you like hockey a lot, but
I love baseball. I love hockey. I love football. Basketball is probably my least favorite, but it was a big story because the Lakers are kind of already out of the playoff hunt, and so losing LeBron James is not going to help them catch up. So that's been a big story. And then we had another injury that may not have made the list, but also pretty devastating. The Dodgers traded away a lot of their team this season.
Really?
And one of the places where they were really going to be kind of now short, where we used to be pretty rich, was that shortstop and second base and Gavin Lux, who was going to have all the hopes of the Dodgers, kind of an up-and-coming player, just ripped his ACL during spring training.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's also out for the whole season, they believe. So two big injuries for two teams that don't need it happening right now in L.A.
There you go. All right, one of the other things that has been a part of the national landscape, the weather is number 10 on the countdown story list this week. And has there been more weather that has been discussed?
It snowed
more
on
than
Tuesday
California
in
right.
Los Angeles again. And it was so cool. I was sitting, actually at my dad's, you can probably hear my voice. I've got this little thing that's been going on. And
kind
so I was sitting at my dad's for a little bit before I went to work. And I said, is it pouring rain? And he looks out the window and goes, that's snow. And so, of course, sickness be damned, I had to go outside and dance in it for a minute and just enjoy.
Well, you're up, your father's house is up a little bit.
Yeah, but it snowed in Venice. In Venice Beach, it snowed
in
Burbank. Yeah, yes.
So I left Monday night and it hadn't snowed
it
there.
It didn't stick, but it just,
no,
there was this
not.
Patch of like just snow in in places that don't get it always. So it was
and now there's more snow apparently this weekend. There's a massive snowpack that's up on top of the atmospheric. Rivers are dumping more on this snowpack up in the, what are they, the blue...
Northern California is going to get hit this weekend. Southern California is going to get a break. And that's really good because as much as I love this weather and I would love more of it, the people in San Bernardino County, there's a state of emergency up there that the governor has declared because people are still stuck in their homes. There's, like, grocery stores have had the roofs collapse up in Lake Arrowhead and the Big Bear area. These guys were not prepared for the amount of snow that has dumped on them, and it's been really, really dangerous. The roads are wiped out, and they're still trying to get people out. In one day, they made 100 rescues from the sheriff's department in San Bernardino County. So there's real trouble in Southern California because it was just a huge and massive storm that dumped so much water and snow on people.
Well, it's just, you're not used to it. But where are the people trying to capture the water?
Do you know, so trillions of gallons have fallen over the last week in California. Only 2% of that has been captured.
Ha!
And the proof,
fabulous.
You can see anytime it rains in California, they tell you not to swim in the ocean. And that's because all the water is running off the streets with all the homeless, you know what, in it. And all the motor oil and all of that, it's running right into the ocean.
Yay! That's right. We were talking earlier about the new species of fish that are developing, because I think as much as some of the environmentalists say the world is coming to an end, there are always new species. These are fish in freshwater, however, not in saltwater. All right. The food for thought continues here. It's 18 after the hour.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Maliotti here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What do you mean we went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey, not away.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, really? No, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, Talk Radio Review, we're going through a number of the items that are hit, the bullet points on the charts from Talkers Magazine. One of them has to do with getting, well, COVID is back again because of what happened, the lab leak theory. How many years after this started, they're now saying the same thing that I...
Vindicated, feeling this way,
Shaggy? I never was worried about my theory because I was in my heart, my soul, my gut, my head. I knew that that's what really happened. So number three this week is a focus on this theory. And so we go around to a question that we asked on our social media at, let's see here, Facebook and Instagram, It's Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, It's Good Day On Air. Did you regret getting the COVID vaccine? So, Jay, you want to bring us through some of the things that have been said by...
These are really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Melissa Zimmer says, yeah, yes, I do regret it. I got blood cancer from the second Pfizer shot. Both doctor and hematologist-oncologist said the second Pfizer shot could have caused it. I had my second shot at the end of March. I went for regular blood testing in October. They found my blood platelets were 667. Normal is between 150 and 450. She's now taking 325 milligrams of aspirin every day to prevent blood clots and 1,500 milligrams of a chemo pill. And the prior year when she had blood tests done, her platelets were normal. She says the disease is called essential thrombocythemia. It's a rare blood cancer, and it's brought on by something that attacks the DNA, which is something that they have showed can do from the shots. She says it's... I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of her life, but her platelets, because of her medical prognosis, really, her platelets are back to normal, 215, and she does feel great. She walks a lot. That helps. Unfortunately, she does have to be on chemo the rest of her life.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the news stories. That you just have to let that settle. You got to let it set in.
It's a big one.
Now, we asked... As we normally do, what news stories have you been following? So what do we have there, Jay?
Mel Schoenwald says very little because right now I'm on a week-long educational tour through Cuba. That's an amazing place to visit.
We're not supposed to be in Cuba because they're commies. Right?
I thought that was all lifted. Wasn't that all lifted?
No, well, it was, and then Trump put it back. This is a black mark for Trump, as far as I'm concerned. We ought to be doing business in Cuba. I don't know whether Joe has opened things up again or not, but we ought to be doing business in Cuba. If we're not going to do business with commies, then we should shut down all the things that we do with China. It's such a double...
Well, that would be great, actually.
Yeah, right.
That's what we should be doing.
Hypocritical, kind of. All right, what else?
Patricia Sinclair was following the Alex Murdaugh trial in South Carolina.
This guy must have been he looked like kind of a normal guy, if you follow this a little bit, but what a bloodthirsty cur.
Did you watch the Netflix special about this guy?
No.
Oh, you watched? Jay, did you get a chance
to
see it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I've been homesick watching these things, and the web of murder and death that he is connected to, it is no surprise that the juror took like 4 seconds to decide that this guy was guilty. I mean, from his own family members trying to throw him under the bus, and then he killed his maid and then sued himself for the money, telling his family he was going to give it to the family of the housekeeper. And the family of the housekeeper never even knew there was any money. He just kept it for himself.
Hmm. Great guy. Huh?
Allegedly killed the maid, by the way. He hasn't been convicted of that.
All right, let's touch one more here, Jay.
A couple people who are following the weather. It has been crazy weather with the snow and then tornado watches in Dallas. Now there's one in Middle Tennessee. And, of course, the lab leak in COVID is a big one, as well as the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. Greg Donahoe says Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's embarrassing drubbing in the primary election.
Yeah, she got what she deserved as far as I'm concerned. What a horror show in terms of how that city is run. So it'll be interesting to see where they go.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Alex Murdaugh was convicted yesterday of murdering his wife and son after a panel of 12 jurors returned a guilty verdict less than 3 hours of deliberations. 54-year-old Murdaugh was found guilty on 2 counts of murder and possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Sentencing is this morning. Officials with the Arizona Department of Public Safety say a suspect is injured following a shooting involving a trooper. The shooting occurred north of downtown Phoenix yesterday afternoon. The motorcycle trooper was trying to arrest a suspect on an outstanding warrant. After a brief chase, police say the suspect pulled out a gun and the trooper shot him in the arm and the leg. The unidentified man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A man allegedly experiencing a severe mental health episode set himself on fire while walking on campus at the University of California, Berkeley, Wednesday afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good day,
dear.
It's
going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Coming up on 35 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jay from the Good Day program. Jennifer also from the Good Day program. And also KRLA in Los Angeles. We're going through, I said we'd start at number one, and then I was trying to stick to the list. And then I went, there you go, sideways, zig and zag. Because that's the beauty of Talk Radio. The conversation can go in any number of directions. The number one story this week is the war. The first anniversary of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I thought it was interesting that Secretary of State Blinken met with Russia's foreign minister for the first time in a year. Blinken demanding
accidentally. Did you see that they actually like ran into each other?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello there. Well, the understanding when Biden went to Ukraine earlier in the week and the whole business of what was going on there and the secrecy of going over there, what was accomplished really by him going there other than a big PR? I'm trying to figure out. We, the taxpayers, paid for it.
A check.
What came out of it? We gave them more money. Right.
Yeah. And an unwavering support that the money will continue. And I want Ukraine to win. I don't want Vladimir Putin to win. But I also think there's a lot of corruption in Ukraine. And I would really like us to have some accountability on all this money that we're handing over. And I don't know that we get it. You know, I don't. When you start talking about paying the pensions of Ukrainian government workers and our own people are suffering here at home. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's the right path. And I would say that for anybody. I know the people are trying to do the right thing with Ukraine, but there has to be some responsibility and some accountability, I think.
And there isn't. At least there doesn't seem to be, anyway. And thus, the conflict here. At number three, the lab leak theory. I don't know how much time I'm gloating a little bit because that was what that is the first thing I said when this all started. What,
and you
two
lost
and a half
business
years ago?
For it. And, you know, the people who said this,
yeah,
and it was just truth,
it.
Yeah, you lost business for it. President Trump was called a racist and a xenophobe. I mean, it's just, it's kind of unbelievable to me that now all of a sudden these government agencies are coming along to a story that was 3 years old already. Like, welcome to the party of what we already knew. Mm-hmm. And there is not just what people thought. There is real reporting that's been done. I have a friend who did all the reporting with all of the receipts showing the money from Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health to the World Health Alliance and Peter Zarzak to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Like, how hard is that to figure out? And then the government comes out this week and they say, well, we still don't have a consensus. It's just this is just the Department of Energy.
You know what this points to, Jennifer and Jay? This just points to the fact that the government has too much money, too much control over our money, too many ways of getting money so that they can spend it as they wish. And that's why Fauci is number three on the people list this week, along with COVID and the lab leak theory. But I didn't, there was a focus on Fauci because of the things you just said, Jennifer. But what has he said this week? Nothing.
Not a lot, I don't think.
I haven't heard anything from him. Has he? Am I missing something here? Jay, have you seen anything or heard anything from Fauci's corner?
No.
I feel like I
haven't heard the name until you just mentioning it now.
Yeah. Well, because the theory has surfaced, all roads point back to him. All the arrows point back to him and are being criticized because, you know, how do you say that about the Chinese? That's racist. And no, it's fact. That's what it is. F-A-C-T, fact. Okay. So I would like you, Jennifer, if you don't mind, because you're kind of in on the Republican side of things or on the right side of things, R-I-G-H-T.
I like the R-I-G-H-T side. Go ahead.
Yes, right. I don't, the voting company, the boxes, the company
Dominion.
That does it is Dominion. And they've sued Fox News, but I'm not sure that I understand why. I'm sure you have a clear.
Okay, so there was a theory that was going around after the election that was really being promoted by someone you may remember the name, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And they were out there, and in fact, I blame these guys for why Republicans lost that Senate seat in Georgia in 2020 as well, because they told Republicans, you can't trust these voting systems, don't come out and vote. And people
right.
didn't. And how ridiculous is that? I mean, it's the stupidest thing. So Dominion is one of the companies that run those voting tablets where you go and you vote electronically. And one of the working theories was that those vote totals were being changed and that they were being changed by Dominion. Well, Dominion comes out, and that was being floated by multiple people that were talking about these different outlets. Well, those outlets have all been sued now for saying that this for disparaging the name of Dominion voting. They went after them with big lawsuits. And so one of the things that I question, however, and there's been a lot of testimony. Rupert Murdoch was under oath saying that a lot of his hosts thought that there was something fishy about this theory, didn't think that it was right, but still went to press with it. The news media is supposed to report the news. There are lots of things that have been reported from other outlets, like CNN, for instance, and the Russian collusion theory, which was not true about Donald Trump. They went to the news with that every single day. Even when it started to collapse, they still went to the news with that because their job is to report the news, right? So I think it's kind of strange that Fox is getting hit for this. Now, it's because Dominion has chosen to go in, and it was their name that was being disparaged, so they want to go in and correct the record, which I guess is fine. They have the right to do that. They'll probably win most of their lawsuits that they have out there because of it. But I do think it's odd that we go after one news outlet or a certain set of news outlets for reporting on things that didn't turn out to be true when other news outlets do that all the time. COVID's a perfect example. How many news outlets reported on COVID, things that were not true, that they're not being held accountable for right now? So is it the job of the news media to report the news? Or are we supposed to check all the facts? Now, if we are, that would be great. But who's really doing that? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. All right. Moving on to Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago, number 8 on the story list. Of course, because we're talking about this in the negative, we're racists because she only lost because she's black and all of the other stuff that's going along with this.
Yeah, not the fact
nonsense.
That crime, murder, all these
horrible
skyrocketed.
Worst mayor in the history of Chicago, and the stats prove it. So the head of the Chicago Police Department has resigned, but he said he's leaving because he's 63, and that's the mandatory age for retirement of police officers. Okay. Then there is the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois announcing resignation as well the day after the Chicago mayor loses her bid for re-election. I thought he was appointed by Donald Trump, so why would he be leaving, I guess would be the question. Or are they just, the news media is just trying to tie these together and there's no connection really to any of them?
Yeah, I think that's the case.
So isn't it interesting how they take all of these things and try to, but this is, we're all considered stupid by the news media, right? The news media thinks, okay, we can tell you anything. And maybe as much as we criticize social media, there is a balancing act going on here between what's coming out of the so-called official news media and quote-unquote real journalism and what's coming out of social media, people that are just hacking around, taking pictures of stuff, observing and posting it online.
I think if you really want to be in the know, you just have to consume a lot. I spend a lot of time with CNN and MSNBC every day, in addition to Fox News. I spend a lot of time looking at different articles, a lot of time looking at social media. If you don't do that, you're really, unfortunately, you're never going to know the full story because no one's ever going to be honest and tell you straight down the middle what things are all about.
Yeah. All right, Jay, earlier this week we talked about the cancellation of Dilbert, the cartoon that is
Dilbert.
In... What poor Dilbert.
It was a good cartoon. I liked him.
No longer. It's gone. Now, is this politically, is this wokeism? Is this politically correctism? The guy who is responsible for Dilbert, they've been doing this, what, 20-some-odd, 30 years, 40 years? I don't know. It seems like Dilbert's always been
decades
around.
Decades on decades, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Kind of like over the years, Dilbert was already being pulled from some newspapers. It used to be everywhere, and then it really wasn't, and now...
Why? Did anybody... Was it just because it was old, or because they didn't like this guy because of other things... I never even knew.
This is kind of one of those things where he had made other comments before. It just wasn't really mainstream news. But now in today's society where everything everybody says has a snapshot and is on social media and everything just lives on forever.
Well,
I actually think that this is crap. I don't know if that surprises you or not.
No, I kind of...
I think the guy took... And for those people who don't know, he made some pretty rough comments about the black and white division. Raw comments. But he was driven by a Rasmussen survey, which was something about, like, they asked black Americans if, what was it, they liked white people or something like that?
Pretty much. Yeah. How many black people like? 56% of blacks said they liked white people. 35% said they didn't.
No, I think the majority said they hated white people or something. That's what he was commenting on.
Yeah.
And so then he said, well, you know, I had been part of this, you know, identified as black and I've been part of the black movement. But now they're a hate group and I don't want to be part of a hate group. I think he was trying to call out the ridiculousness of that survey and the ridiculousness that people are stoking hatred between black and white Americans. It's so
ridiculous.
Where does
that get us? Like the hatred between Republicans and Democrats or any group.
Where does that get you?
Yeah.
So that's what I think he was trying to do. He took it really far, and I think that's where he got into it, insulting a lot of people and probably why
he's
getting canceled. But that's what these people do, right, to make statements. Isn't that what they do in this business?
Well, isn't that why Dave Chappelle says what he does and gets away with it? Or the other people, comedy is supposed to be biting, it's supposed to be harsh sometimes.
Where are we when we're having polls about how much do you hate someone based on their skin tone? Give me a break.
Okay, let's go one step further. Because number seven this week is about DeSantis's wokeness. I don't even like the word. I'm not even sure I know what it means. Wokeness is...
Woke for an acronym, and I am completely blanking on what his acronym is. But I feel like this is something we've talked about all week. Woke started as a meaning to alert of racial prejudice and discrimination. Mm-hmm. It started to encompass other social inequalities like sexism, and then it just kind of became this whole other toxic beast that is no longer doing what it was first initiated
to do. Yeah.
Now
so where does it go?
And it's a triggering thing for everybody.
Yeah. So does it go away? Does it become worse? All of these things are piling on. And again, back to the Dilbert thing, but all of this stuff, teaching people how not to think for themselves. No matter what you think, you're supposed to think for yourself. We're supposed to teach people how to think, not what to think. And that's really what's run amok here and going wild. Telling people in school and elsewhere, media, tell them, this is what you're supposed to think. Not for me. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, and the genius of Nick Miles is about to be falling, I guess it will be falling on airwaves, be falling on all of our heads here, there, and everywhere. And Nick travels all around the country, all around the world, at the invite of all the major car manufacturers to talk about, to promote the good new things, and to talk about what you have to look out for in terms of buying a car, taking care of a car, et cetera, et cetera. And you can find a lot more info on his website, which is ourautoexpert.com. So I'm looking, one of the things this week that has really set me off is the focus of car manufacturers on eliminating AM radios. And in fact, even some are suggesting FM radios also should be eliminated. I don't know who is thinking what, but where does this...
That's terrible. What are they thinking?
That was my thought as well. Yes. So, no, I know this seriously. Well, I mean, what is it? Why is it so much... Why is it difficult to keep... What's the big... Why would you push it out? What's the big deal? People who have discretionary money who will buy cars listen to AM radio. Hello? Anybody home?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting that my friend just had a new radio head unit installed in his vehicle. Mm-hmm. And when he went to turn the AM radio on, it didn't work. And so he took it back to the store and said, why doesn't it work? And I said, well, it doesn't work in these vehicles. And he goes, excuse me, it says AM radio right here on the box. You can't sell me something and tell me it works. So I don't think people actually know what works and what doesn't work.
I think the arrogance, Yeah, but the arrogance of youth here is a play. Some of the designers of these cars, they listen to podcasts, or they listen to Sirius, or they listen to whatever, or they listen on their devices, and so they pay no attention. The arrogance here is it's sordid and it stinks, frankly.
Yeah, I just did a survey myself that showed all the cool cars are actually designed by people who listen to AM radio, just in case you wanted to know that.
Okay, well, somebody's got to do something to fix the attitude here. All right, let's talk about, again, young drivers and who's buying cars, who's paying cash, who's borrowing the money, and are they able to pay for the cars? What are you finding?
So there's a new survey out that says we have borrowed more money for the under 40-year-old than ever before in history. And it's now become a huge problem because those people cannot repay the money. Interest rates are too high. They're borrowing more money than they can pay back. And we are heading for a 2007, 2008, 2009 situation where I'm seeing car loans very expensive, and people are borrowing money for 7, 8, even 9 years, which is absolutely ridiculous. And so these under 40-year-olds are now in trillions of dollars in debt, and they can't pay that money back. And at some point, I'm not paying it back for them.
Well, this is sort of reminds me of the student debt dilemma that we have in our country. Where's the government? You know, you see the government wants to have child care. I'm getting political here to a point that has nothing to do. Well, maybe it does have something to do with this. Just another way of keeping the economy going. Selling cars is great for business, but if you can't pay for them, then you're suggesting there'll be a flood of repos, and then what does that do to the value of the cars that are on the market? We certainly have seen in the last couple of years, last year especially, the increase in value on cars because you can't get parts, yada, yada, yada. So people are paying a heck of a lot more money. Some people pay more money for a car than they do for their house. And
yes,
right? I mean, it's
kind
of what it's coming down to.
And now with the autonomous car, they can turn them off if you don't make the payments, by the way. And
yeah.
So you can't drive your car. So
yeah.
there's another conundrum.
Well, I just think we're observing here. We're telling you the results of the survey, but we're not offering a fix. I suppose the fix is that buy a less expensive car. Don't expect you have to keep up with the Joneses. You know, people think that they're 25 and they deserve to have what somebody who's 55 has. Well, that guy's got it. Why can't I have it? So you go out and borrow yourself up to the hilt, and then you can't pay for it. There you go. So something to be aware of. That's good information. Thank you. Good job, Nick. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the Good Day program. And that's, if you want to find out about cars, where to buy them, how to buy them, how to take care of them, millions of Americans get their automotive news every day at our autoexpert.com. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.